the moment. That's what Nuz is here to do.
I'll try my best, because I'm so sad I actually didn't get to watch Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I was on a flight at the time of the screening, so I missed it. But I'm going to tell you all about it nonetheless, because it's out this weekend. And it's an animation with Shameik Moore and Hailee Steinfeld.
My name is Peter Parker. I'm pretty sure you know the rest. I saved the city, fell in love, then I saved the city again and again and again. Look, I'm a comic book, a cereal, I did a Christmas album, and a so-so popsicle. But this isn't about me. Not anymore.
Spider-Man swings in once a day, zip-zaps up in his little mask, and answers to no one.
Ladies and gentlemen!
My name is Miles Morales. I'm the one and only Spider-Man. At least that's what I thought.
You ever hear of the Super Collider? You're gonna love this.
Dimension opening now.
You're like me.
That's impossible.
Ah, it sounds like a good movie like Spider-Man is.
Good fun. So it's about a Brooklyn, New York teenager who gets bitten by a spider and suddenly develops mysterious powers that transform him into a Spider-Man, you know, like the story we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he meets Peter Parker and other Spider-Men from different dimensions.
Oh.
So it's a Spider-Man movie filled with Spider-Men. And they have to stop a threat. So it's a really cool concept. It's different. It's not the typical Spider-Man movie. Marvel Comics legend and Spider-Man creator Stan Lee passed away a few weeks ago. And this film contains Stan Lee's final voice acting role, which is quite sad.
Shame, man.
But special as well. And this film is also dedicated in memory of Spider-Man co-creator Steve Ditko, who passed away in July while the film was finishing production. And also speaking of Steve Ditko, there's a scene in the film where the lead character is scrolling through his phone, and you can see Steve Ditko's name.
Ah.
So Spider-Man has the creator in his phone. I think it's cool. I love their little Easter eggs that they always leave in the Marvel movies. This film is doing extremely, extremely well. It has incredibly high ratings. It's a fun family film with a good sense of humor. And here is Shameik Moore and Jake Johnson speaking about how they accepted their roles in the movie.
I wasn't really pitched, if I could be honest. It was like, you know, Spider-Man, Miles Morales, okay, cool. For me, like, I'm sending in my audition tapes. And I'm going to hope for the best.
Well, I got an email from Phil Lord a couple years ago that said he was writing this and he was thinking about me for Peter Parker, but he would want me, I would obviously have to audition for it. And was this something I was interested in? And obviously, like you said, the answer is yes. But then once we got in, they started talking about the animation and how they saw it.
Yeah.
And it just makes you more excited.
Exactly.
Yes.
Where you're like, oh, cool. And it's going to look great.
Yeah.
And I always like working with a creative who has a clear vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to like, oh, we'll just put it together and then we'll test it and see what we've got.
Yeah.
These guys knew what they wanted to make from the start. So it's been a real pleasure jumping in.
There you go. So that's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.